a restaurant, and a big event. Mark Bona joins me, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, talking about food this morning. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good, buddy. First, before we get to a big event this Sunday for a cause near and dear to all of our hearts, take me to Solon. What have you found?
Well, the folks behind Burntwood Tavern, that's the Chef Art Pour restaurant group, are starting another concept, and this is an Italian restaurant. It's called Rose Italian Kitchen. It's going to be based in Solon. They have big plans for this because they're very optimistic. And if this is as successful as they think it will be, they're going to expand the concept. So it looks like a very Italian-centric restaurant. And they have some experience with this with this cuisine, obviously, because they also own M Italian. So I think that they're eyeing this possibly as another series of Burntwood Taverns where you have this restaurant starting. If it does well, they're going to expand it out throughout Greater Cleveland. And there's a handful of Burntwood Taverns right now that are doing pretty well. So they're opening Rose Italian Kitchen right in Seoul, and it's over on Somme Center Road. So they like those high traffic areas. It's going to feature a lot of made from scratch dishes, pastas, pizza, seafood, the whole nine yards. And they're going to move into kind of family style menu options. So they really want to reach out to large gatherings, family events, celebrations, things like that. And the thing that interests me is there's bocce courts outside, so I'm looking forward to that.
I thought you'd work those in. You know, Burntwood Tavern, I think, has done a real nice job. Ambiance, consistency, food, big menu. So I'm sure they can do the same on the Italian front with this.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right on the money.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins me. Okay, a big event. It's Market at the Food Bank. This has really become a tradition, I think, and it's a huge fundraiser for the Cleveland Food Bank. It happens this Sunday, right?
It does. I really enjoy this. This is the biggest fundraiser for the food bank. It really benefits the Harvest for Hunger campaign through the food bank. It's in the food bank's distribution center, so it's kind of a little different type of setting. The Harvest for Hunger is a concerted effort. There's four food banks in the area that serve 21 counties in Ohio. This is obviously a very, very important cause. And the more and more I write about food, things like this, I think, are very important. You know, and I've talked before, I really like any event that has a philanthropic component to it. There's giving back a little bit off of a fun event is a great thing. This is a phenomenal cause, very important. Lots of restaurants are going to show up. It should be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we talk about Taste of the Browns that I think is held in September, which is a big event. We've got this event, a lot of fun. I'm actually one of the two honorary co-chairmen.
Congratulations. So, thanks for doing that, too.
I'm looking forward to it. Brandon Krastowski of Edwins and I are going to be serving food. So if you show up, please say hello. I clean up pretty well, my wife says, so I'll actually be dressed up a bit. And I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know which restaurant I'll be serving for, but okay. I think these things are important.
Yep.
And this raises a lot of money for a very needed cause. So it's Market at the Food Bank, Sunday, April 29th.
Cleveland Food Bank's website has more info and ticket info, too, and tell Bona hi and maybe give you an extra helping of something.
You got it.
One other note this week at Cleveland.com, give me some beer news. We got something going on with the sixth city distribution?
Yeah, I got a real kick out of this story. I thought it was wonderful. Local distributors often reach out to me when they get a new beer or beers in their portfolio. And often I tell them, look, I'll see what I can do, but there's so many beers coming in both locally and nationally and from an international level. But Six City, a fairly recent distribution company based here in Cleveland, reached out to me with a deal that they have just struck with a Belgian importer. They're bringing in 9 beers. But the one in particular, and by the way, this is the first region in the country to get any of these beers. But the one that really interested me is called Airborne. And the backstory on this is absolutely fascinating. And the short version is there was an American serviceman serving in Belgium in World War II.
Uh-huh.
Buddy of his was in a field hospital who was injured. He said, hey, can I do anything for you? And the guy said, give me something to drink. So this guy's in the middle of a field hospital, which is around enemy soldiers, and he's scrounging around. He finally found a bar that's barely open, but it has a working tap. He fills his helmet, races back to the field hospital, and it's, you know, the greatest thing this poor soldier has, who had shrapnel in both of his legs, greatest thing he'd ever had. And the soldier forgets about it. The man's name was Vincent Speranza. He comes back to the States, lives a long life. And a few years ago, he went back and visited, and he's told, hey, you're famous. And it turns out a brewery had started a beer, and they basically said it's called Airborne, and it depicts a picture of him carrying beer in a helmet. So it was an homage, a nice tip of the cap to American servicemen for their efforts in World War II. They were not forgotten, and it's great. I have a story, and I have a video with the serviceman who is telling his story.
That's
so
great.
It's a great backstory, and I really loved it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's almost like, I mean, literally a movie scene, if you will, that plays out, and a twist, you know, all these years later. That's good. Good work.
That's a great way to put it, Bill.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Look for his stuff online and in the paper. Also follow him on Twitter, Instagram, mbona30, and hopefully get the chance to be there on Sunday for the big event as we celebrate the Greater Cleveland Food Bank and the Harvest for Hunger campaign this year and raise money. Mark, kind enough to be one of the honorary co-chairs of the event for this Sunday. Ticket info at the Cleveland Food Bank website. Mark, thanks, partner.
Thank you, Bill.